Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Mike and I had a chance to talk with Chase Briscoe earlier in the week, and we were talking about the track, Mike, and look, he's excited about the upcoming season.
And unfortunately, Bowman Gray, where they do it, it's an old school, it goes all the way back to the 40s track for NASCAR, and they've had a really good time doing these clash races at places like, you know, L.A. Coliseum. In this case, second time at Bowman Gray, the weather was not cooperating. Had to switch over to Fox Sports 2. Some guy you never heard of won the race. A lot of drivers unhappy. A lot of folks unhappy. So, you know, it's... It's like, yeah, maybe you go and you do it at a dirt track somewhere in Florida. You know what I mean? You follow the sun. You know, just a thought.
Yeah, it's look. I think the going back to some of the things that helped make the sport successful and right. We talked about. I think that's all good.
Just you get like again a couple of weeks. Hopefully, we'll get lucky with the weather. I know for the guys at Echo Park. Even back to the old days when it was AMS, there'd be a lot of folks, they'll be like, I'll wait till that Saturday to buy their tickets, which, you know, obviously they want to know you're coming.
Right.
But you got to wait to see. Hopefully we'll catch a break with the weather, and it'll be great because nothing like it, man. It's coming right on the heels of Daytona. And as we all know, talking with Chase, it's a mini Talladega. I mean, the action, if you want to see some wrecks, that's basically how Chase Elliott won the last race because of all the wrecks. But anyway, it's going to be a lot of fun.
All right. We are going to give you our Super Bowl official predictions tomorrow on the show. And by the way, our buddy D. Orlando Ledbetter from the AJC is going to join us coming up in about an hour. He is out there.
That's the real D. Led, not that fake one y'all roll with.
In San Francisco. He's out there covering the Super Bowl, covering the teams. We'll get his thoughts on the Falcons and much more. So stay tuned for that coming up in about an hour. Mike, one of the things in this Super Bowl that could play a huge role is Drake May's escapability.
Mm-hmm.
He scrambled for more yards than anybody this season. And I'm not telling you that he's going to run for 3 touchdowns because, again, he could. But his ability to get away from this pressure could move the chains a ton of downs for the Patriots in this Super Bowl because Seattle gets after it. Look, Drake May was sacked 47 times, okay? When you put that in context, there are only 3 guys that were sacked more in this league. The problem and the reason why I'm believing that Seattle is going to win this game is because of that. They get after it, and I think they have the best defense across the board. That goes for the Texans or the Broncos, who led the league in sacks, Mike. But Drake May's ability to run and escape and make yards could be the key to this game. And, again, I don't think the Patriots win, but if they do, we might be talking about this next Monday when we come back going, man, he escaped there, he escaped there, he ran for a touchdown in the red zone. Because he can.
Right. And then everybody always says, well, you got to put a spy on him. Well, that always sounds so great until, you know, now there's a receiver or running back that's not accounted for and the big play happens. The shoulder is the concern, though, because he did get the shoulder dinged up against the Broncos in Denver. And he says the shoulder feels great. That's why you have guys in the training room. He's talked about the trainers working with him. But a lot of folks are a little worried about the throwing shoulder. And will that have some effect coming up on Sunday? I don't know, man. Maybe not the year to take Uncle Mike's advice because I've been dreadful this year with my picks, but I just love Seattle in this game.
Yeah. And again, we'll give you some of the other keys and things that we're looking at. I just feel like that's something, whether you just feel like, hey, it's going to be a defensive struggle, and it could be, what could be one thing that jumps out at you? Look, the Patriots are well aware of Njigba, right? Like, he's had an amazing season. The hope is they're not going to allow him to beat them. But, Mike, the other side of that is if the shoulder is an issue and you're going, okay, Drake, show us, right? I mean, you gotta put it out there, and we're gonna put some pressure on you, and you gotta show us that you can make these throws. Right.
Now, as far as you know, Jaxon Smith-Njigba, it's basically I looked it up. It's the same over under as it was in the NFC Championship, which he blew by in the first half.
What was it?
6.5 catches.
Ooh.
So I'm jumping on. Matter of fact, Day-Day, I know we're going to do the picks tomorrow. I'd really like to lock it in today, lest it go up to 7. Why are you shaking your head at me? Knock the taste out your mouth.
Because according to the rules you guys have in place.
Gotta wait.
I know. It's actually a rule we invoked because you tried to pull this monkey business earlier in the year.
You did try to cheat early in the year.
It was not cheating. Right. I saw something.
Bending the rules, Belichick is cheating.
It's 6.5.
So are you saying I won't get into the radio? The radio hall of fame.
Yeah, where's my Georgia podcast award?
Exactly.
They don't give awards for the stuff I do. Anyway, yeah, the over-under is 6.5. Money line on that is -137. So Vegas likes it. In other words, you got to drop 137 to break 100 on that.
I do too, though. I like that because, you know, look, and this is the brilliance of Clint Kubiak. It's why I think a lot of people are high on him and he's going to be the new Raiders coach. Mike, this is what we do. We're not going to go away. You think they're not going to throw the ball to Smith and Jigba?
Right.
I mean, like, they're going to, and I think you try to get him involved early, and then all of a sudden, you know, here comes that run game, and then, like, I like the flow of the way this offense is look. Now, that's all, it still goes back to Sam Darnold. If he plays mistake-free football, Mike, they look unbeatable. When he does, sometimes his defense has to step in and save him. But, guys, remember, they came down here and just wally-mopped us, Mike.
Right.
I mean, they put it on us. So
that's the thing. You know, the Rams came in here and just kind of foreshadowed some of their little wobble-wobble that the Rams were dealing with. Puka Nacua obviously blew doors in the playoffs, 332 yards receiving. Jackson Smith and Jigba comes up in fourth place with 172, two touchdowns. So tons of yards after the catch. That's what he does. So I just think he's the guy. They're gonna have to find a way to stop. Kayshawn Boutte. He's got let's see here, one touchdown, 147. So the explosive play, if it's Diggs or Boutte, versus the explosive play that you're gonna get from Jackson Smith and Jigba, if you're looking for that.
Do you think, by the way, tonight's NFL honors? We've got Bijan Robinson up for Offensive Player of the Year. Xavier Watts, Defensive Rookie of the Year. James Pierce Jr. as well. And by the way, I think there's a real possibility that that award comes back home, all right, with one of those guys. And then A.J. Terrell, by the way, for those who don't know, is up for the Walter Payton Man of the Year Award. He's a nominee, which is always an honor. And certainly A.J. has done amazing things, not only just in the community, but the way he handles himself. And you know, teams, Mike, you get these nominees, and so that's an honor in itself. But we got some guys that could be recognized. I do not know, as good as Bijan was, Mike, if he's going to win the Offensive Player of the Year being a nominee. But damn, he's worthy. Like, he for what he did. And the sad part about this is, do they look at our record and then say, as much as Bijan did, you know, it wasn't enough? Or do you put that aside and go, man, this guy's a special talent. Look how – if he doesn't do the things he did, where would we be?
Right. Well, how does the media look at it? It's the most winnable division in football. It was the worst division in football. And we blew it. And it wasn't his fault. They fired the coach, right?
Yeah.
The OC got a new gig, but and the coach did get a DC gig with the 49ers. But still, do they look at that and say, this guy was balling out. Without him, you're right. You know, I mean, I thought they underutilized him. The 49ers kind of got after it, and Zach didn't have a counterpunch with some of the other things we should have been doing. There's so many games. I mean, Mike, I can think of five off the top of my head that you just – I hated that play call. I hated that delay a game penalty. I hate the fact you had to burn a timeout. Just dumb stuff.
Came back to bite you.
The basic – you know, you say basic blocking and tackling, but you get what I mean. No pun intended about football. The basic stuff that an offensive staff and a coaching staff shouldn't screw up, we did. And that's why it gets us back to that Penix Jr. conversation that, you know, hey, man, keep your chin up. There's a lot of stuff that was, you know, yeah, you made some mistakes. There's a rookie learning curve in your first full year as a starter to be expected. But there's also things they didn't help you with and that they put you in a spot that wasn't easy to be successful. By the way, one sidebar on Seattle and the 49ers, I should say practicing at the 49ers facility this weekend.
Yeah.
Do you buy into this problem with that power station, that substation grid, and it causing electromagnetic issues that contributes to injuries? Because the Seahawks nickel back, Nick Emenwori, was seen with a big-time limp. He rolled it in practice trying to cover somebody.
Yeah.
And he was seen, like, pronounced limp getting back to the hotel. And immediately everyone's going, yeah. And it's like people are now worried, 49er fans, I was reading this last night, they're worried that somehow it's going to kill them in free agency because you know how these urban legends grow and we live in a world where nobody even knows what color the sky is anymore, that all of a sudden, if I go to San Fran, I'm going to get zapped with electricity. It's going to jack me up.
He is, at least according to reports, ready to play, and they say he's going to play in the Super Bowl. But yeah, look, I do think there's something to this. Mm-hmm. I, Mike, at some point there'll be some kind of, you know, front line and a special report on the land surrounding the area where the right. where they practice. But I don't think you can dismiss it with all the injuries the 49ers have had to deal with.
No, again, guys, if you've not heard it, there's energy fields, the strange theory, which now they're talking, again, the media, you got 5 days and you're out of storylines.
Correct.
So they're rolling with that. But it is kind of interesting. There's tens of thousands of these kind of stations all around the country, and that ensures that energy keeps on rolling through the electrical grid. There's, you know, you might have one down by your neighborhood or down the street. Maybe it's, you know, behind some trees. You don't see it, Carl. But the injuries for the 49ers, it got folks, and again, unfounded theory that the substation next to the practice facility, and you've seen the aerial shots, they're breaking it down, has somehow led to their illness. And this other guy saying, well, actually, no, having that kind of energy should actually help people.
It should. You would feel that way.
You would think. So I don't know where you fall on the conspiracy theory, but where the practice facility is, literally right next to the electrical substation.
Yeah, it's a weird story, but I don't think, again, all those injuries, the 40, it seems like every year they're dealing with massive injuries.
Now, for what it's worth, the World Health Organization has found no evidence to date that exposure to low-frequency electromagnetic fields is harmful to human health.
But you have to have the equipment to know that you're being exposed, right?
Well, they say, again, low-frequency electromagnetic fields released by microwaves and cell phones. Unlike ionizing radiation that's from a medical X-ray, this stuff is not known to damage any cells.
Yo, it's Jay Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino
and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
You know, over the years, I've seen it all. So now, I'm sharing it all. Join me for unfiltered talks with the names you love on my new podcast, On Par with Maury Povich. Follow and listen to On Par wherever you get your podcasts.
It's basically nonsense.
Okay.
It's just
okay.
They're just having a bad year that are injured. Just like 2018. We had a bad year with injuries.
Yeah, we did.
You know?
But it hasn't been persistent.
No. Now, look, do you believe that the field turf at Mercedes-Benz contributed to all the Atlanta United players having injuries and blowing out Achilles like Brad?
Yeah.
They brought in a third party that said there's no correlation? Okay, just bad luck then.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Why does it feel like nobody really gives us the inside scoop? Join us on The Powers That Be, the podcast where insiders from Puck break down who has influence, how they use it, and what it actually means for you. New episodes every weekday. Listen to The Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.